Next patient is Amelia Cabellos. This is a consultation. Consultation request by Dr. Sambo. No reason for consultation. Atrial fibrillation evaluation for erective physiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a ...74-year-old female with a history of aortic valve disease. Atrial fibrillation. 6 sinus syndrome, status post pacemaker implantation period. Recently, patient's completing a fatigue and shortness of breath period. Patient's pacemaker integration showed patient has multiple episodes of atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter with a rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation and atrial flutter period. Current medication, levothyroxine 75 microgram daily, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, Bisoprolol 2.5 mg daily, Jardiance 25 mg daily, Furosemide 40 mg daily, Losartan potassium 25 mg daily, Amiodarone 200 mg daily, Atorvastatin 80 mg daily, and multivitamins and insulin period. Allergies. Morphine. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary and disease of cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspera history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated, no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure, 109 over 62, pulse is 55, respiration 16, weight is 227 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm, 2 over 6, systolic murmur, head of the left hand, border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, ball, some extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, paroxysm, atrial fibrillation number 2, status post aortic valve, replacement by TAVR procedure. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Recommendation. Patient has multiple episodes of atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter period. Patient is taking amiodarone, and in spite of that, patient has a recurrence of atrial fibrillation flutter period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation, substrate modification for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%, and sometime need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambona.